Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. On a recent Saturday, my family and I visited Tracy Aviary in Salt Lake City. Walking through the wetland exhibit, we saw a couple of black-necked stilts, a common Utah shorebird, snoozing near the boardwalk. They stood at the exhibit shoreline, each one balancing on a single long skinny leg, the other leg drawn into the plumage underneath their bodies. Rotated almost 180 degrees, their heads and bills were tucked snugly under folded wings. Why do birds choose to stand on just one leg? Wouldn't it be more comfortable to distribute one's weight on two? I've tried standing on 1 foot during yoga practice. It doesn't feel like a good position for rest or sleep. Over the years, several theories have emerged about this one-legged behavior in birds. One is that standing on one leg will reduce fatigue in the other leg. Then, if threatened, the bird can escape more quickly by using the rested leg to initiate motion. Another theory is camouflage. Two parallel legs may look suspicious to ground level or aquatic prey. In contrast, one leg might resemble a reed or branch. Perhaps the most common speculation is that birds are conserving heat via one-leggedness. I wanted to test this theory by standing barefoot in last weekend's snow. First on one leg and then on two for comparison. But I had a bad cold. I asked my biologist husband to do it for me, thinking he would be happy to support rational scientific thinking in the household. But he rolled his eyes and made a noise that I've learned to translate as, "You've got to be kidding me." Giving up on him, I dug deeper into the scientific literature. At last I found a recent study conducted by Matthew Anderson and Sarah Williams of St. Joseph's University. By observing Caribbean flamingos, these researchers showed that more birds stand on 1 foot at lower temperatures than at higher temperatures. Further, we know that the loss of body heat to water is significantly greater than to air. So it would make sense to see more birds standing on 1 foot in the water than on land. And indeed, this was the case. 80% of birds in water stood on one leg, which was significantly more than the percentage of birds who did this on land. Thus, it does seem that temperature regulation is at least one reason for standing around on one leg. In Utah, look for one-legged roosting among stilts, American avocets, night herons, double-breasted cormorants, and storks. Ducks, magpies, and pigeons also stand on 1 foot for several minutes at a time. It's just harder to notice it in them because of their short legs. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.